Learning should be l'schus yidden and Eretz Yisrael. All those that need a refuah should have a refuah. The hostages should be returned safely, and the soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. Continuing along the subject matter of chametz that is not edible or not fully edible, so we started discussing this yesterday. So I'm not a trained chef, but at least from the lens of the Paiskim, it's important to understand some of the fermentation process in order to appreciate these various levels of leavening that we are discussing, and to understand the rabbinic slash biblical stages of the chametz development. So actually, the Mishnah gets into some characteristics of what one can see going through these various stages, and perhaps tomorrow we'll get into that into more detail. But generally, we introduced something called chametz nukcha, which we described as being partially edible or mostly inedible, but one can eat it in a pinch. And we mentioned that according to the way the Shulchan Aruch fastens, based on the Magen Avraham, the way the Alter Rebbe rules, the eating of that chametz is only a rabbinical prohibition. But as we're going to see in the coming weeks, there are numerous types of chametz that are inedible for man, but edible for animals, and that's going to be biblically prohibited to consume on Pesach. So the question is, what's unique about chametz nukcha, hardened chametz that's partially inedible, that's only rabbinically prohibited? So this is actually a very unique category of chametz that never fully completed the fermentation process. And therefore, even though it's partially edible, it's only rabbinically prohibited because it fermented, but not for 18 minutes. The fermentation process was halted. And therefore, it's not going to be biblically prohibited, but because it's almost fermented, it's close to that, it's going to be biblically prohibited. It's going to be rabbinically prohibited. And that's the definition of chametz nukcha. And actually, we're going to see in the coming days that one of the examples that the Paiskim bring for a common day chametz nukcha, this was, at least in today's modern world, is perhaps egg matzah mixed with water. So many people are not aware, the Shulchan Aruch says, even if you have pure egg matzah, Ashkenazim refrain from eating it. But the reason is because it's very hard to not have a little bit of water mixed in. And if you have egg matzah with water, the Paiskim talk out, at least according to some opinions, this is an example of chametz nukcha, because it can never fully ferment because of the fruit juices, because of the eggs. But it somewhat ferments because of the water, and therefore it's rabbinically prohibited, and this could be a typical example of chametz nukcha. Have a wonderful day. Then you have to have pure egg matzah, but if there's water mixed in, then it's a...